Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. The debate on the new Independent Police Conduct Commission Bill, or the IPCC, has been postponed to the next Day One Riot session. Now, the new IPCC bill replaces the Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission Bill. That's the old IPCMC bill that was tabled by the Pakatan Harapan government last year. Now, despite the debate being postponed, the new IPCC bill has already attracted criticism from various quarters. They claim that this new version has been significantly watered down compared to the previous iteration. Joining us on the line now to discuss this further, we have Ding Joanne, advisor for the Centre for Independent Journalism. She was previously participated in stakeholder meetings for the IPCMC consultative process. Good evening, Joanne. Welcome to the show. Now, what were your first impressions of this newly tabled Independent Police Conduct Commission Bill?
I'm afraid my impressions were not good at all. This bill seriously weakens oversight over police conduct instead of strengthens it. In fact, what is being proposed, the commission that's being proposed, is significantly weaker than what we already have, the Enforcement Agency Integrity Commission, or the EAIC. Now, the IPCMC bill that was proposed by the previous government was meant to strengthen the powers of an independent commission for police oversight. And one of the main things that it would have done was have been, after it makes a finding of misconduct, it would have had the power to set up a disciplinary board consisting of IPCMC members and a member of the police force and police force commission to make a disciplinary finding to suspend or to dismiss or to reprimand. And that was always something that was missing in the EAIC process, that after they've produce, you know, even an excellent report detailing, you know, falsification of records or excessive use of force, all they can do is recommend. And often then it just disappears and we have no idea then what goes on behind closed doors amongst the police. So the IPCMC was meant to address that. But all those disciplinary functions have been taken out of this new IPCC bill. So it can again only recommend. Even if it makes a finding of misconduct, it can only recommend. And on top of that, this IPCC has even less powers than the EAIC. Its purview is smaller, and there are many instances where the police can actually refuse to answer questions based on national security or national interest, or because it would tend to incriminate themselves or open themselves up to criminal charge. And all that is actually not in the EAIC. EAIC actually compels them to answer questions, and EAIC actually has more powers. So this is not even an EAIC plus, it is an EAIC minus. It is going backwards to pre-EAIC, and it gives us less than what we currently have. So my first impression upon reading this bill is, what really is the point of this bill?
Well, this is very interesting, Joanne, because, you know, as you said, it's kind of EAIC minus. The government seems not wanting to further the process of turning this into legislation. It's postponed the second and third readings. But tell us a little bit more about the IPCMC, since you were involved in it. What happened there? How did we get from the EAIC and the assumptions underscoring that particular initiative to the IPCMC? What was it that had to be kind of overcome in terms of building trust between the police and non-police stakeholders in this process of finding a sweet spot for police reform?
Yeah, so the consultation process was really commendable. It was done by the GIACC together with, which is the Governance Integrity and Anti-Corruption Commission, together with Dr. VK Liu's department, and they worked really hard, and they consulted everybody. They consulted the police, they consulted retired police officers, civil society, the Bar Council, MPs, and they held many, many meetings. And it was really the first time that we were listening to each other, you know, and there were good police officers that were part of this process that genuinely had wanted to set up, you know, an independent body, but also had genuine concerns about, you know, would it have too much power, you know, would it then have complete oversight over the police, would everything fall under this commission, and we listened to their concerns, for, you know, many of us for the first time, and I think they listened to our concerns as well. We are not concerned about controlling everything that the police do, but we really want an independent commission that can weed out the bad apples, you know, that the ones that are blackening their name, you know, that something serious is done, a process that is transparent and accountable. So it felt like we were moving towards a common ground. So, for example, this disciplinary board that the IPCMC bill was meant to set up, it wouldn't comprise solely IPCMC members. You know, it wouldn't be completely five different, you know, complete outsiders making a decision over whether to suspend or reprimand a police officer. You know, through that process, you know, it was agreed that no, for the investigation, that can be a completely independent process. But when it comes to discipline, a police force member should be part of that disciplinary board together with a police force commission member, and together with a few IPCMC members, then come to a decision. Yeah. So I think the result of that was, you know, a compromise. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but they say, you know, the signs of a good compromise is that everyone is a little bit dissatisfied. And I think that was where we were headed with this bill, and it was maybe a good start, something that we could work with and hopefully improve upon as the IPCMC was set up and started to sit and hear cases and make decisions and move towards something that we all could believe in, both the public and civil society as well as the police and the government. So, and that was the hope for that bill.
Okay, so Joanne, now where does this new IPCC bill, where does that leave us in the journey to police the police?
I believe that we must completely reject this bill because if not, we are going backwards. Like I said, it is an EAIC minus. But we have seen through the process that it is possible to have an open and honest dialogue and come to a compromise on the IPCMC. And there are those in government and in the police force who are willing to work together with public stakeholders, civil society, to bar council, to deal seriously and accountably with misconduct in the police force. And we have come so close. So it is really not that time to give up now. And even if they don't want that IPCMC bill that was previously proposed, I mean, the world is changing and Malaysia has changed and people do not accept anymore this top-down government knows best and, you know, we are not going to tell you anything, you know, we know everything and you don't have to know anything. That's not how the world of Malaysia works anymore. So even if the police don't want an IPCMC, then they must be prepared to open up their disciplinary processes. They must allow independent people to sit on their disciplinary inquiries for their processes to be open and transparent so that the public can judge for themselves whether justice has been done in cases where findings of misconduct have been made. So I hope that we will continue to all, you know, communicate with each other, listen to each other, and come up with something that we can all live with, and whatever it is not the model that is currently being proposed. Because this model only creates more suspicion that the police have something to hide and that they have a lot, they need extra protection to keep things secret. And in the long run, that's not good for them either. It doesn't instill public trust or public confidence in them. And I hope that, you know, they understand that this is not in their interest as well. It is in their interest to have something set up that is accountable, that is transparent, that we can all believe in. And I believe we can still continue to work towards that.
Joanne, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight and sharing your insights. We really appreciate your time. Now, we're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but we'll be back with more, so stay tuned.